Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mike McFall. He is the co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, the U.S.'s third largest coffee franchise, and author of The Ink, original book Grind, and newly released second book Grow, Take Your Business from Chaos to Calm. And Mr. McFall, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you're more than welcome and more than a pleasure to have you with us here today. So in Grow, Mike, you draw on your own personal and professional experience as a successful entrepreneur and leader to help guide readers and listeners through the transition from bootstrapping entrepreneur to effective leader. If you would, let's explore a few of the important themes in your book with our listeners here today. Could you start with what led you to write the book at this time? Let's start there today.
Sure. I've been a avid reader my whole life and spent a lot of time reading in the business genre. And, you know, I've found that there's really two groups of people that write books. It's either academics, or it's uber successful, entrepreneurs. And, you know, the academics stuff can be great. But you know, I think it lacks some of the sort of, the stuff in the weeds, you know, the real life of being an entrepreneur. And then also, you know, the entrepreneurs flying around in their private jets with nine-figure net worths. I mean, looking back on stuff through rose-colored glasses, you know, that's also entertaining and fun. But what I really wanted to bring people was my experience day to day, when I'm in it, when I'm doing it, when I'm living it, and trying to bring sort of the ethos of what it's like to be an entrepreneur from startup all the way through to, you know, where we are today.
No doubt a great idea and a must read, it sounds like, for sure. Now, how can cultivating a work environment that encourages people to thrive, move businesses from chaos to long-term sustainability? Touch on that if you would.
Well, you know, what we have to do as entrepreneurs and, you know, eventually leaders is that I talk about the goal should be to make yourself irrelevant. And the only way that you can make yourself irrelevant in a business is to develop teams of people and create environments where people have the opportunity to thrive and grow. And that's how when you're doing that, when you're creating that, and you know, I don't know that you're ever done with it, but that's the goal, is to have people in place that do the job better than you do. And, you know, at that point you can begin to move into, you know, this, what I consider to be sort of the ideal state, which is irrelevance.
Tremendous feedback there and really do appreciate that. Now, also, could you share some insights on the skills, strategies, and behaviors you view as required for entrepreneurs to become effective leaders who achieve their own benchmarks of success?
Well, I think first and foremost, and we all know that trust is the backbone of building any team, any effective team. But you know what, where I like to take that and what I like to talk about is that we as leaders, we have to earn our ability to lead people. We have to earn people's trust, which then provides us the ability to lead. And how you do that is through acting with integrity. And if you don't have integrity, you won't be able to earn people's trust. And if you can't earn people's trust, then you don't have the ability to lead them. So that's one major premise. Another major premise that I talk about in the book is leaders need to quiet themselves. And I had an interview with a magazine, and they asked me to use one word, that if I could say one word to every CEO in America, what would it be? And I said, shut up. I said, and it's like, I think that leaders need to quiet their own voice to allow space for others to step into. And that's a difficult transition for most entrepreneurs because, you know, in the beginning, when you're in startup and you're getting it going to a, you know, a more stable state, it oftentimes does take a command and control mentality to make all of that work. But then if you want to build effective teams, then you have to begin to transition your voice and quiet your voice to allow others to step into a leadership role.
Certainly does make a whole lot of sense. And again, we really appreciate your visit and the insight and information already shared today. We're speaking with Mr. Mike McFall. He is the co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, the U.S.'s third largest coffee franchise, and author of the Inc. original book, Grind, and newly released second book, Grow, Take Your Business from Chaos to Calm. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, why is it a metric of success in a sustainable business model for the leader to become irrelevant, as you mentioned earlier, and the business thrives?
Well, you know, to me, it's the best of all possible worlds. And if I can maintain the company and continue to own the company moving forward, but then make myself irrelevant in terms of the company thriving in the future, then that gives me, you know, just an incredible amount of flexibility and opportunity in terms of my life. If my phone's ringing, you know, 30 times a day and I'm getting 1,000 emails a day and I'm having to, you know, be that engaged in the business, that's not a lifestyle I want at, you know, 60 or 65 or 70 years old. And so if you can build it out so that you become irrelevant and you put a team in place that can propel the business forward, I think that's just, to me, that's the ultimate. That's, I think, what most people or many people dream about when they start a business.
Great points made right there. Certainly appreciate that as well. Tell me also, what do you consider to be the most powerful productivity hack in corporate America since the microprocessor? I've got to hear your response on that.
Well, you know, what we need to be doing in terms of the productivity hack that I talk about is building teams that are supporting each other in their individual growth as members of the team, and then ultimately as the fueling the growth of the team itself. And I call it unlocking people's inner superhero. And if we can create our teams as pods of superheroes working together day in and day out, you know, what we can do together is pretty much limitless. And so the book spends a lot of time on how to create an environment where people are unlocked. They show up as, you know, with their inner superhero unlocked, and then, you know, moving forward, the team becomes ultimately very powerful.
Here's another question for you. Why do leaders need to build their own self-awareness to meet the organization where it needs to be met? And how do you recommend that they arrive at that point?
Well, there's only, so this is a big topic. I'll try to be brief, but people talk about mentorship and how important it is to have mentors. And typically we view mentors as somebody maybe more senior in their career than we are, that have experienced things and so on. I advocate that the best mentor you have are the people that are on your team. And what we need to understand as leaders is the impact we have on the people around us. And you can't know that. You think you know, but you can't know that unless you're getting feedback from your people. And so the point of the self-awareness is it's not about controlling your emotions and understanding, you know, how you're acting but really at the end of the day, awareness is about understanding your impact on other people. And I've had many occasions in my career where people inform me that I was impacting them in ways that I had no idea that I was. And so that's how you build awareness. And ultimately, at the end of the day, if you can interact with someone and that you can get them to walk away with from the interaction with the end result that you want them to feel, that to me is true leadership.
Really some great information shared here today. Can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. As we conclude, in a recent interview we've had, we touched on relationships and trust, and I have a question for you along those lines as we conclude. And you focus much of your writing and advice, by the way, on the importance of trust in relationships. Could you share why you personally consider trust to be the baseline for healthy relationships and how to make progress in relationships to improve trust?
Well, it all starts with integrity, and that you don't build trust without integrity. But the reason why trust is important is that I need to know when I show up inside of my team that I am safe and that I trust the fact that I can show up as me. And I can bring my opinions, and that I can bring ideas, and that it's not ever going to be looked at as, I don't have to worry about whether someone thinks I'm silly or someone thinks one of my ideas is a bad idea, especially the leader. And so I need to trust the fact that my leader is supporting me, has my back, lets me show up authentically as myself and really bring my powerful ideas to the table, as opposed to a fearful environment. What in terms of lacking trust, and when you're lacking trust, then people spend most of their lives just trying to figure out what maybe the leader wants, as opposed to bringing their authentic, true opinions, ideas. And that's how we end up with powerful thinking and execution inside of our teams. And so that's why trust in your leader and trust in the other members of your team is absolutely critical to get the most powerful stuff on the table.
Really appreciate hearing your perspective on trust and relationships. And again, really appreciate your time spent with us here today. If listeners wanted to pick up these books and or to be in touch, where is the best place for folks to get further details?
Probably these. It's michaeljmcfall.com. And then that has links to all my social channels and links to buy the books and so on. So that's the most efficient place to go to is my website.
And of course, as always, you can find these links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. McFall, all the best. Continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, and an honor and a pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Mike McFall. He is the co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, the U.S.'s third largest coffee franchise, and author of the Inc. original book, Grind, and newly released second book, Grow, Take Your Business from Chaos to Calm. And for all the details and for contact, visit michaeljmcfall.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.